السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Time is the only value thing you have in your life. Subhanallah, how shaitan work and deceive us, especially after you read the hadith, I send it to you. A person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can give her, he or she, something they like. And they keep looking for something they do not like in it until they do not like. Or you go buy fruit or sweet or something very important or something you like. You put in the refrigerator and you keep delaying until it spoils and it goes rotten. And every time you like something, you have to wait until it goes bad. The historian used to say, if a person do not value his time, meaning the person has no value to himself. And if you do not value yourself, according to Islam, meaning you have no iman. Because what make you value yourself? You honor the treasure Allah give you. You are a human being, number one. Number two, Allah elevate you above all with iman. By this way, you're living a journey of iman, thanking Allah for hidayah, thanking Allah for enable you to be a Muslim, thanking Allah and appreciate and show gratitude to what He give you. And this is by value. Value yourself, number one. Value the resources He give you. Value the time, and now you're using all of the above to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain your legacy. So when you die, you can say, Allah, all the resources, all the bounty you give me, I use it for you, Ya Allah. I benefit myself, I thank you for it, I show gratitude, and I share it with others. This is very simple talk. But by talking to different people, I find shaitan deceive people in different way. Like I tell you, make you thinking about too many elements and make you forget yourself, forget Allah. And when you forget Allah, you forget everything, even you forget yourself. And once you do that, shaitan take you from one topic to another, to the point now you can wasting your time, wasting your health, wasting your feeling, wasting even the sweet or the fruit or whatever you bought. For what? You keep delaying, delaying, delaying until everything is wasted. Imagine, this is called taswif al-shaytan. Shaytan make you do taswif tomorrow, tomorrow, yeah, tomorrow, tomorrow. I will do it tomorrow. And before you know it, day after day, life is gone and you're wasting your life. The mu'min value himself, honor himself, honor his time, honor what Allah give him, value what Allah give him, thank what Allah give him, and use it for sabilillah. Now the person honor and show gratitude to Allah, to what Allah give him. Because Allah is a giver. By this way, my question to you, my brother and sister in Islam, do you value yourself? Do you value the gift Allah give you, whatever it is? And every one of us, Allah give him different gift. And it's up to Allah, up to us, to thank Allah for it, show gratitude, be content, and benefit from it the maximum we can. And like I shared it with you a long time ago, one scholar, he said, long time ago, he said, the ultimate ni'mah Allah give you is time. And a lot of people do not value the time. Because this time is not forever. None of us has a time forever. Each one of us has a schedule of time. Once we die, this schedule is closed, finished. And by the time you minus sleeping, eating, all kind of miscellaneous, you have very tiny left to develop yourself. and value yourself and be beneficial to yourself and others. And what the good people do, the one who value themselves, the one with Iman, they capture their time, they make sure everything else is miscellaneous, and their goal to achieve between them and Allah is the ultimate, is the high priority. That's where their feeling, their time, their motivation, what they're eating, when they eat, all this is governed by value. Value and honor. Now you honor yourself. Now you're not abusing food, not you're not abusing time, not you're abusing your heart, your soul. I remember when I was young, one time I was listening to a sheikh and he started crying. He said, every breath, every breath, blood circulation, do not containing Allah, you will be questioned about it. You will be questioned about it. It's not a small topic, especially we are in the end of time. You have to be vigilant about the way we think, what we're thinking about it, for what purpose, what will benefit me, what the consequences, what the result, what the outcome of all this. Is this for Allah or no? And grab whatever any good opportunity. Grab it. It will not come again. Because time will never come back again. Opportunity will never come back again. And if you read the hadith, I just sent it to you today. One of the signs of the end of time is that time will be very fast. To the point it skip you. Imagine it skip you. And you try to grab, you cannot grab. It's gone. But in the front of Allah, Allah will tell you, I give you the time. Use it when you abuse it. Why you didn't call me? Why you didn't remember me? Why you didn't make dua for me? Why you do not be busy with me? Why you do not thank me? Why you do not be content with me? Why you do not rely on me? Why you don't believe in me? I give you, I give you, I give you, and Allah will give us a call account of all what He gives us. And after that, now what are we doing with it? All these resources, all the bounty, we are accountable for it in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brother and sister in Islam, don't waste your time. Don't waste one moment of breathing without remember Allah, thanking Allah, thinking about Allah, believing Allah, do something for Allah, whatever it takes, and don't delay even eating. Because some people love to keep waiting, waiting, waiting until things boil. It's a musibah. Exactly like time, exactly like anything else. I know people who even buy clothing and never use it. Imagine, apply this to every topic, meaning the person, his iman is not alive. Because if the iman is alive, it makes me vigilant, it makes me alert, it makes me like a bee bite me, or some insect big time bit me. It makes you move quick, you want to do, you want to be, because you have no time. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we have no time. We have very short time left. We do not know how much time. Grab your time. Do your best for your time. Honor your time. Honor the bounty Allah give you. Thank Allah for it. Use it for sabilillah. Honor yourself with it. Because in the end, it is you honor yourself. Because this is the way you're going to meet Allah yawm al-qiyamah. According to how much you accomplish in this life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are vigilant about their time, their thought, their thinking, their feeling, everything. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is just a thought. I hope it's for you. Assalamu alaikum.